פרק כ"ג פסוק א', הוי רואים מאבדים ומפיצים את צאן מרעיתי נאום אדוני. Woe to the shepherds who cause my flock to be lost and to be scattered, the word of Hashem. The Radak says that when the nation was good, their shepherd was Hashem. But when evil king came, they are called Ro'im Ma'bedim, as opposed to Hashem, who is a Ro'e Ne'eman. Pasuk Bet. Lachin ko amal Adonai Elohei Yisrael al haro'im haro'im et ami atem hafisotem et soni vatadihum ולא פקדתם אותי, הנני פוקד עליכם את רוע מעליכם נאום אדוני. Now he calls to these evil shepherds, and he says, you scattered my sheep, you dispersed them. You didn't pay attention to me, and therefore I will pay attention to you, and visit upon you the wickedness of your deeds, is the word of Hashem. This is like a midah keneged midah. You didn't pay attention to me, but now I will pay attention to you and punish you. Pasuk Gima. Ve'ani akabetz et she'erit soni mikol ha'aratzot asher hidachti otam sham v'avshivoti al nevehem ufaru v'ravu. I will now gather together the remnant of my sheep, she'erit soni, from all the nations where I dispersed them. And I will bring them back to their beauty, and they will be fruitful and multiply. Pasuk Dalet, Vakimoti alehem ro'im v'ra'um, and I will then establish true shepherds who will tend them and watch them. V'lo yiru, and they will not fear; they will no longer fear. V'lo yiru od. They won't be terrified, they won't suffer losses. Pasuk He. Hine yamim ba'im nu madunai ba'kimoti le David semah sadik umalach melech v'hiskil v'asa mishpat usnaqa ba'aretz. Now we talk about the Ahavita Yamim. The days are coming when I will establish a semah sadik, right? A sort of righteous sprout, right? Semach Sadiq. What this Semach Sadiq is, it's almost like vegetation. That just as the vegetable grows with sprouts, so the Mashiach will grow with righteous people. Umalach Melech, right? The double words will have, because he will rule the world according to the Radak. V'hiskil, and he will... He will be knowledgeable, and he will perform righteousness and justice in the land. In his day, Yehuda will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And Israel dwelling securely will be the return, according to the Dak. I'm sorry, according to the Mitzudot. Of all 12 tribes. V'ze shemo asher yikreo Adonai Tzidkenu, and he will be called Hashem, our righteousness, is our righteousness. And this has perplexed many commentators because we're talking about a human being. We're talking about the Mashiach. How is he called Hashem Tzidkenu? Harambam, in the Igeret, Teman says that we will use God's name to call the Mashiach because his qualities are superior to other humans and therefore God's name can be used upon him. Pasuk Zayin. Lachen hine yamim ba'im nu madonai v'lo yamru od hay Adonai asher he'ela et b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk Het ki'im hay Hashem asher he'ela v'asher hevi et zera b'Yisrael me'eretz Tzafona. These two psukim are reminiscent of Perek Tet Zayin, Pesukim Yud Dalid, and Tet Vav. The only thing that in Tet Vav might be a little different is that here we're talking the Hevi Zeritzeh Meretz Tzafon, the return of them from Eretz Tzafon and from all the lands. I mean, they will come back from multiple places, and this becomes a great miracle. So we will no longer praise God for taking them out of Mitzrayim, but we will praise Him for taking us out and returning us from the Eretz Tzafon and that Galut and that multiple nation that were scattered. Pasuk Tet. Leniviim nishba libi bekerbi v'hafu kol atzmotai hayiti ki'ishikor u'kegeber avaro yain mipnei Adonai mipnei divrei kodesho. So the Nevi now is addressing that the Nevi has sheker. It's because of these Nevi'im that all of the suffering that the nation and me specifically have. Nishbar libi bekedbi. My heart is broken within me. Rahafu kol atzmotai. All of my bones literally tremble. Hayiti ki'ish shikor. I was like a drunkard man. Ukegever avayoyain. A person who's overcome from wine. Mipnei Adonai umipnei divrei kodesho. Because of Hashem and His holy words. Meaning the Nevi is subsumed with the word of God and with the sorrow of what's happening that people listen to the Nevi Hashem. Pasuk Yod. Ki min ha'afima mala'a ha'aretz. Ki mipene ala avela ha'aretz. Yaveshu ne'ot midbar v'atihim rutzatam ra'a uvuratam lochen. So, the land is filled with adulterers. The Radak says that the Nevi'i HaShekher are compared, really what they are doing is they are compared to Mina'afim, right? Because they are following other things other than God. Alternatively, some actually say no, they were literally Mina'afim, but the Nevi'i HaShekher were such corrupt individuals that they live morally corrupt lives. And that it's not actually a metaphor, they were literally performing these acts. Because of false oaths, the land will be mourned. Yevshu ne'ot midbar, the wilderness, the beauty of the wilderness was withered away. V'tehim rutzatam ra'a, all of their pursuits are evil, ugvuratam lochin, and their strength is not honest. Pasuk Yud Alef, ki gam nevi gam kohen hanefu, gam bebeti matzati ra'atam lo madunai. Because both the prophet and the kohen were hanefu, meaning they were insincere. They spoke to the people what they wanted to hear. Even in my own house, I found their evil. Pasuk Yud Bet, Lachin, Yed Darkam Lahem Kahalak Lakot Ba'afela Yiddahu Benafluba Ki Avi Alehem Ra'a Shenat Pekudatam Ne'um Adonai. And therefore, their way, their paths should be like a slippery path in the dark. And they will be pushed, and they will fall, because I will bring evil upon them in their year of reckoning. The metaphor here is interesting because it's a slippery path, but we spoke in the previous pasuk of Hanupah, and Hanupah is often talked with a smooth tongue, halaklakuta lashon, and so therefore there's this interesting metaphor where you have they speak with a smooth tongue, and so their path in the dark will be smooth and slippery, which will cause them to stumble and fall, indicating a very interesting play on the words of Halak Lakot. Pasuk Yud Gima. Ubinvi'e Shomron Ra'iti Tifla Hinab Ubaba The Navi recalls the Nevi'im of Israel, of Shomron, that he saw falsehood because they testified to Baal and they caused my nation Israel to err, or they go astray. Now, that is not the case with the Nevi'ah Sheker in Yehuda. In Pasuk Yudalit, Ubinviyeh Yerushalayim Ra'iti Sha'arura. Right, but when we're talking about the prophets of Yerushalayim, there he says, I see disgrace, na'of, v'haluch v'shechir, adultery, and walking in falsehood, v'hizku yedei mera'im, right? And they strengthen evildoers, l'bilti sha'avu ishmirato, so that people should not repent from their evil ways. Hayuli kulam, they were all like Sedom, v'yoshveha ka'amura, and their inhabitants were like Amura. What Yirmiyah is doing here is he's comparing the Nevi'eh Sheked in Yehuda to the Nevi'eh Shomron, that were Nevi'eh Avodah Zarah, Nevi'eh Baal. Again, there were these Nevi'eh Sheked in Yehuda were not prophesizing to worship Baal like those in Shomron that will remind us of the times of Ahav and Izebel. Nevertheless, he's saying they're the same. He's sort of comparing them because at the end of the day, the result is that they will not follow the word of Hashem. So it might as well be Suk Tetvav. Lachin Kwamar Alai Sevot Nabiim, Hineni Machil Otam Laana, Vishkitim Merosh, Kimeet Nibi Yerushalayim, Yetzah Hanupa, Lachol Haaretz. So Hashem says on these Nabiim, I will feed them poison. Vishkitim Merosh, poisonous water, I will make them drink. Because from the prophets of Yerushalayim, deceit was spread over to the entire land. These are different types of metaphors, different types of poison, suffering and galut. And again, the concept of Nevi'i Yerushalayim saying Hanuma, telling people what they wished to hear. And that's what these Nevi'i Sheker did. They gave them the news that they wanted to hear, that everything will be fine. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Ko amar onay sevaot al tishmeu al divrei hanevi'im hanibeim lachem mehbilim hema etchem hazon libam yedaberu lo mipi Adonai. Says Hashem, do not listen to the words of the prophets prophesied to you. They're deceiving you. Hazon libam yedaberu, they speak the vision of their hearts, lo mipi Hashem, but not from the mouth of Hashem. Meaning there is not, it's hazon libam as opposed to the hazon, the true hazon from Hashem. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Omerim amor lemna'asai diber Adonai, shalom yelechem, v'chol holech rishlut dibo ameru, lo tavo alechem ra'a. They tell those who anger me, Hashem has spoken, and there will be peace to you. And those who follow the vision of their heart, they say, no evil shall come to you. Two groups of people here that they are comforting. The mina'atzai, those who get angry, those who anger me, these are people who actually believe in prophecy. And they are people who may be opposed to the words of the Nevi, of Yirmiyahu the Nevi, but they believe in the concept of prophecy. They just want to hear a different prophetic vision. So he tells them, yes, what they want to hear, Shalom Yelachim, there'll be peace. And to those that holech b'shul libo, that have no interest in prophecy whatsoever, they're just following their own passions, he tells them, he also appeases them, and he doesn't say it in the name of God, but he just tells them, Lo tavo alechem ra, don't worry, everything will be fine, and no evil will come to you. Pasuk Yud Het. Ki mi amad besod Adonai v'yere v'yishma devaro, mi ikshiv devaro v'yishma. He says, which of them was opposed to the words of the mysteries of Hashem or heard his word? Who obeyed his word and heeded it? Rashi says here that it is It is not all a rhetorical question in the beginning. Ki mi amad b'sod Adonai, who stood in the mystery of Hashem, v'yireh v'shmat devaro, right? Who will now, who has seen and heard His word? Me, and who is that person? Mi hikshiv devaro v'yishma, those who listened to His word, meaning His laws, and followed them. So in other words, those who actually stood in the within the mystery of Hashem, that's the people who are Shomer Torah and Mitzvot, as opposed to these Nevi'ei Shekel. Pasuk Yotet. Hine Sa'arat Adonai Chema Yatzah V'Sa'ar Mithalel Al Rosh Rasha'im Yahol. Now we compare this destruction in the really in the Messianic times to the a storm, right? Right. That's Sa'arat Adonai, the storm of Hashem. Chema Yatzah, His anger should go forth. Besad mithalel arosh shaim. Again, the storm will come on the heads of those evil. Pasukaf lo yashuv afaf Adonai ad asoto batikremo mezimot libo baharit hayamim titbenenu ba bina. Right, the anger of God. Right, the anger of God will not recede until He has accomplished and upheld the plans of His heart. And in the ends of days, you will understand it. You will understand what is happening. So it will take till Aharit HaYamim, where the Jewish people will have a full comprehension of understanding literally how they went wrong and how that caused the destruction. Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Lo shalati et hanevi'im v'hem ratzu. Lo dibarti alehim v'hem nibau. Dressing again the Nevi'ei Shekel. I didn't send them, but they ran to do it. Lo dibarti alehim, I didn't speak to them, but they nevertheless prophesied. Pasuk Bet. V'im amedu besodi. If they did see in my mystery, if they did hear my words, v'yashmiu devaray etami, then let them proclaim my words to my people, v'yoshivu midarkam hara. And they should cause them to repent from their evil ways. So if they did hear me, then they should be saying something very different than what they're saying. Kav Gima. Ha'elohim mikarov ani neum Adonai velo Elohim mirachok. Am I a God that only is from close up but not from far? So this really... God, the Nevi's question here challenges certain ancient beliefs, meaning that am I a God close but not from far, meaning, or which would indicate that seems to be that humans are too far for me to control. Is that what you think? This will remind us of the Aristotelian view of divine providence, that that God's divine providence does not extend to the lower earth, only to the upper spheres that are close to Him, but the lower earth that is so far removed from Him, God does not extend. His hashgaha is not involved. And so here, Yirmiyah is questioning, could be questioning such a belief. Similarly, some Mefarshim say that he is responding to the question of to those who question the concept of Nevuah, that God is, so to speak, quote unquote, too far away from us, either on level or physical or geography, to communicate with us and give nevuah. Kaf Dalet. Im yisater ish b'mistarim v'ani lo alenu ne'um Adonai halo et ha'shamayim v'et ha'aretz ani male ne'um Adonai. Right? Can a man hide and I won't see him? I am filled with the heavens and the earth. I fill with the heavens and the earth. Radak, as we would expect, looks at this potential anthropomorphic understanding that I fill the heavens and the earth, and he understands it metaphorically, that means that you can't hide from him because he is everywhere, but really doesn't mean he is everywhere, because he is not contained by space since he has no body, unlike human beings who are limited by space. Therefore, there is no escaping from Hashem. In Pasuk, Psukim, Kafhei till the end of the Perek, Borei Olam is addressing different types of Nevi'ah Sheker and the different groups that they claim, that claim Nevu'ah, and he's going to address them one by one and show how they're all false. Pasuk Kafhei, Shamati et Asher Amiru Nevi'im HaNevi'im Bishmi Sheker Lemor Halamti, Halamti. The first group of Nevi'im that God hears is those Nevi'im who say, who claim prophecy in His name by saying, I have dreamed a dream. They have obliterated the distinction between a dream and a Nevu'ah. Pasuk Kavav. Ad matai hayesh b'lev ha-Nevi'im nibe'eh ha-shaker unbe'eh tarmit libam. How long is anything in the heart of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, the prophets of their hearts' deceit? Meaning, do they believe it themselves? In other words, do these Nevi'im actually, in their hearts, in the, these Nevi'im Sheker, do they believe it, or is it just in their hearts' deceit that they're following? Pasuk of Zayin. Ha'oshvim l'hashkiyah et ami shemi v'halomotam. Asher yisapiru ish l're'ehu, kasher shakhu avotam et shemi babal. Their intent is to cause my name to be forgotten with their dreams that they speak man to his friend. Just as their forefathers caused my name to be forgotten through Baal. Again, we have this comparison of the Nevi'ah Sheker in Yehuda to the Nevi'ah Baal in Yisrael, saying that they both accomplished the same thing, causing my name to be forgotten from the people. Pasuk Kafhet. Hanavi Yashirito Halom Yisaper Halom. Vashir Devari Ito Yidaber Devari Emet. Malateven Etabar Neum Hashem. And now he says that yes, the Navi who has a dream to tell, let him tell it as a dream. And the one that my words are with him, he should speak my words, the true words. Ma lateven itabarnu mashem. And this means, what is the chaff along with the kernel? Meaning, there is the chaff and the kernel, which is, one is edible good food, and one is part that needs to be thrown out, maybe edible only for animals. So the chaff, which is the unused part, that's a regular dream. And the kernel is a prophetic dream, which comes from God, and it's 100% true. And that's why it's refined, it's pure, it's perfect. And so how could you compare one to the other? Not only compare, they don't mix. You can't mix one and the other, because we know that they had to be separated in order that we should appreciate the kernels and to make out of them grains and breads and foods. So too, we have to separate the words of the false prophets from the words of the true prophets. Pasuk Kaftet. Halo ko devari ka'esh ni'um Adonai ukefatish yefoses sala. My words are like fire and like a hammer that will shatter a rock. The impact of the true nevuah is felt by the Navi and the people in a very real sense, right? Which is actually, and that experience is breaks through all sorts of barriers, as opposed to the falsehood and the false halomot, which just stay in terms of imagination, are not real experiences. So Borei Olam is comparing the word of God to actually a very real experience. Pasuk Lamed. Lachin. Hineni al hanebi'im ne'um Hashem meganeve devarai ishmet rebe'ehu. Now we address a different type of Nevi Sheker. Not necessarily those who dream the halom, but these are Nevi'im who steal my word from one another. Meaning these Nevi'im are ones who actually imitate the Nevi Emet, And we have stories, and we'll see certain discussions even the Abbas have some of these people, that they imitate the mannerisms, they even imitate some of the words of the Nevi, right? Plagiarize, but then they always add their own message, and they therefore taint the words of the true Nevuah. And now we're talking about these imposters. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Hinni ala nevi'im numadunai halukhim lishonam vayinamu ne'um. A different type of Nevi Sheked that he mentions, that these Nevi'e Sheked are ones who train their tongues and speak a beautiful speech. I mean, they use their oratory skills to deceive and convince the people into their false messages. Pasuk Lamed Bet. Hineni al Nevi'e halomot Sheked numadunai v'yisaperum ויתאו את עמי בשקריהם ובחזותם. ואנוכי לא שלחתם ולא ציוויתים. רואה לו יועילו לעם הזה לעם אדוני. And he says, I am going to act against these prophets of these false dreams. And they tell them, and they cause my nation to err with their lies and falsehoods. And I have not sent them, nor have I commanded them, and they did not benefit my nation. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chi yishalecha ha'am hazeh o ha'navi o kohen lemor ma masa Adonai. If the nation or a Nevi or a Kohen will come and tell you, what is the prophecy of Hashem, right? Masa Hashem, literally burden, right? Which is it. V'amata lehem et ma masa, right? What is this burden? V'neteshti etchem. I will reject you, Ne'um Hashem. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. V'hanavi v'kohen v'am Asher yomar masa Adonai u'fakati ala ishahu v'al beto. And this Navi or Kohen who says the burden of Hashem, and I will pay attention to him and on him and give him retribution on him and on his and on his house. Pasuk Lamed He. Ko tomeru ish el re'eu v'ish el achiv. Ma ana Adonai u'ma diber Adonai. This say to one another and each man to his brother, what did Hashem announce? What did Hashem speak? This is what they're saying. Seeking the word of Hashem. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Umasa Adonai lo tizkiru od. Ki amasa yeh li'ish devaro. Vafachtem et divre Elohim hayim Adonai sevaot Elohim. Right? So he says, the burden of Hashem should never again be mentioned. Ki hamasa yeliish devaro. And now he plays on the words masa, which we literally talked about the burden of Hashem, which meant the prophecy, is now being turned to a true burden. It's no longer a burden in quotes, but now it's ki hamasa yeliish devaro, for the burden comes to a man of his own word. V'hafachtem et divrei Elohim hayim Adonai sevaot Eloheinu. And you have perverted the words of God. Ko tomar al-Navi ma'anach Adonai u'madiber Adonai. This is what you should tell the Navi. What did God pronounce to you? What did Hashem speak? V'imasa Adonai tomeru. The burden of Hashem you speak. Lachin ko amal Adonai. Yan amorchem et davar hazeh masa Adonai. Since you said this in the name of the burden of Hashem, spoken in the name of God, v'ashlach alechem lemor lo tomeru masa Adonai. So you don't say that you're prophesizing the prophecy of Hashem. Lametet. Lachin hineni v'neshiti etchem nasho. I will forget you. V'neteshti etchem v'ta'ir asher natati lachem v'lavotechem me'al panai. and I will discard you and the city that I gave you and your fathers from in front of me. Venatati alechem harpat olam, I will place you in everlasting disgrace. Uchlimut olam asher lo tishakach, and everlasting humiliation, which will not be forgotten. And again, you disgraced the words of the Nevi, you turned it into a burden, you will therefore, punishment was that you will be disgraced.